IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program of Viewpoints. I am Beta, the host of today's episode, and here with me there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Brother Hassanin. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as you know, we talked about one of the most important essential issues of the Islamic world, about the condition of Palestinian people in Palestine. We had several programs in this viewpoint, I don't know, about the struggles, the problems, the issues that these kind of Palestinian people are going through. And also, we talked about why we have to help these kind of people in need and what are the responsibilities of Islamic Ummah in this issue. So, in today's episode, we're going to talk about some special point of view and dimension of this issue and the lessons, you know, the things that we can learn from all these dramas, these kind of accidents and incidents, and these sufferings. You know, we are watching a scene of suffer, of beauty, and so many things. And I want you to elucidate these beauty and the lesson of this scene that we are watching. Yeah. Brother Ali,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yeah. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. You ask about the lessons that we could take from the Palestinian issue, or the greatest issue in the Islamic Ummah, which is the issue of Palestine.
Yeah.
We have actually witnessed for last 7 decades what happened to the Palestinians, from the massacre, from the violence, from the waves of suffocation and waves of violence on these people, bloodshed, and whatever has come to these people, the worst ways of massacre of people has been seen and witnessed in this area. And we have seen the killing of even kids and babies, and too many scenes of wretchedness that has been reported by this regime on this occupied land. But the lessons that we can take from the whole story are even more important than what happened there. Like, I mean, the lessons that actually led to the change of a great decision in the minds of the people to change their approach towards the Zionist regime. That is, from the time that they started with stoning them and the stones, and let's say stone battle, to a missile battle these days.
Yeah.
So they have found out their ways. I mean, the people understood what in what ways they need to revive and to get back to their own motherland and to take back their own rights. So these lessons, though actually were taken from bitter lessons,
mm-hmm.
But they are important and worthy of acting upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَهْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. After all these catastrophes that happened and came to the people, to the Palestinians. So Allah, at the end of this holy verse, actually gives good tiding to the believers that وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Tell the patients, tell the patient that give them the good tidings, and they should be waiting for a good news at the end of the day. So we are seeing the kind of change that is flourishing in the action, in the activities of the youth of Palestinians, what we couldn't see, for example, 4 decades ago.
Yeah.
I mean, 40 years ago, but we see it today. So this kind of changing the approach and the retaliation of whatever happens there very quickly right after any event, so it means a good lesson has come to people. They learned that negotiations called, I don't know, entitled as peace negotiations, I don't know, negotiations for...
Peace talks.
Peace talks, are not working anymore.
Yeah.
Because they have seen the results. Different kinds of talks that they had in Egypt, in Palestine, in America, in Geneva. So they understood that they are useless because they have seen the fruit of those talks and it works no more. They understood that in order to survive, in order to take their right back, they need to actually create a sense of a morale of jihad inside the whole Islamic Ummah rather than themselves. And in case some in last generation made mistakes and actually accepted cooperation with the Zionist entity, so they are now actually changing their mind in a defensive manner. So I think it is a great change that had happened, and these lessons are more important than the violence that came to these people earlier,
yeah.
And the massacre that... So every society, in order to find his life, needs to sacrifice something. So they sacrifice quite a lot.
Yeah.
And now, inshallah, for the reward of that sacrifice that they had, Allah will, inshallah, give them some good tidings with the new change and new approaches that they have in their strategies, in their fightings and in the battlefront. Hopefully, inshallah, they are very, very close to the victory.
Inshallah. Thank you, brother, for your explanation. You mentioned something really important that I want to clarify more. You talked about that point that they talked to Israel and they negotiated. There were ways like these in the past that we got to this point and this lesson that this is meaningless and useless to negotiate with these people,
mm-hmm.
with Israel, and so on. And this is more of an illusion of hope to just coexist with these people.
Very true.
Why is it so, Brother Hassanin?
As Brother Ali has already mentioned about the, he's given a pretty much good introduction about the Palestinian cause. I feel like, you know, first of all, getting back to the previous question, that what are the lessons that we can learn?
Yeah.
So we see all this resistance and uprising of the Palestinian people from so many years. One of the main lessons, which is in fact can be called, we can rather I would say as a victory, is that, you know, these uprising of the Palestinian people have ruined the calculations of the Israel.
Yeah.
You know, over the period of time, over all these years of oppressing the people, Israel thought that they would be successful, that, you know, the people, after being oppressed for a long period of time, they'll lose the energy, they'll lose the determination, and henceforth they will be able to occupy the land. But you know, you see, when you see this amount of resistance again and again, continuously, consecutively, you don't see any resting in between. So that puts Israel under pressure. So the lesson is, we have to never lose hope.
Yeah.
This is the hope and the determination of the people that they are still fighting back. So this fighting back is still, you know, is still pressurizing Israel. So the, you know, fighting back is, you know, as Israel thought that they would, you know, lose energy and they would set them aside.
For
but
sure.
This never happened because of the continuous resistance. And talking about the peace talks was, what I feel is, you know, they were just trying to misportray things on the larger scale, on the worldly scale, what is happening inside the Palestinian, what are the Israelis doing and what are the Palestinians are doing. So they were just, you know, they just try to make their own commentary and just present something to the world. So this was just for erasing the memories of the Palestinians and erasing the efforts made by the Palestinians. That's what I think.
Yeah, thank you for elaboration. But, you know, you mentioned some important facts, but I think here, the main reason not negotiating with these people is that, you know, when you negotiate with someone, you expect them to understand you, to have some standards of, I don't know, of human, of being human. But I think this is not true about Israel and all of its power and so on. And you mentioned something else, that they fight back Israel, and right. They are powerful, of course, for, and for sure, Palestinian people are are powerful, and we have to learn this power as a lesson of this issue. But I want you to elaborate this power of Palestinian people for us more, Brother Ali.
Actually collect between this question of yours and the previous one to add one more lesson, which even answers the this late question of yours as well. It was quite common between the, let's say, neighboring countries of Israel that Israel is a power that will never defeat.
Yeah.
So Palestinians and the resistance line showed that this this hegemonic power is defeatable, and the signs of which was seen in the defeat of the south of Lebanon in 2003 and 2013, I think, if I'm not sure about the date. It was 2013 or 2003.
Yeah.
So it was quite astonishing for the world that Israel defeated from a small group of, let's say, were defeated by a small military group, I mean, or militia, called Hezbollah. So for Palestinians themselves, it was very beautiful. Okay, so it's not it is not that unbreakable that they were thinking. So this power can be broken. And later, slowly, people understood that this resistance line should be strengthened. And they did so. And they found themselves, and they found this courage to confront with them in their own land. We see in the history of Palestine and confrontations that they had with Palestinians, too many times they attacked Gaza. But the last time, whenever they attacked Gaza, they received a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was not like before. What was the beginning of this story? It was at the time that they have been defeated and the kind of repulsion that they had at the time of war with Hezbollah. So this actually, it injected a sort of energy inside the hearts and souls of Palestinians and even all Islam world that this Israel is not the Israel that they were thinking. And those illusions of having an hegemonic power that will never defend, and it is backed by a superpower like America or even NATO.
Yeah.
So they are all in vain. I mean, it is as if this, what really, in the real sense, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah actually called it the Bayt al-Awhan al-Buyut al-Bayt al-Ankabut. He said Israel is the Bayt al-Ankabut, the house of spider, the house of spider. So it is really the house of spider. Now, it was, I mean, if I was saying such thing, I mean, in 10 years ago, it was not that actually interesting to you or even the listeners. But let's see the Israel today.
Yeah, the current situation.
What is it like today? I mean, you really find some days without any demonstrations and let's say riots in the cities. But between themselves, they have they themselves actually found out that negative migration to Israel, it has meaning for them.
Yeah.
I mean, when they are rushing to go out of Israel, it has meaning again. When they do not see a day or night in silence, or in peace at least, in tranquility, which is the greatest blessings of Allah for His creatures, the blessing of security and tranquility.
Right.
And they are not seeing it anymore. So it means that whatever we have been saying and analyzing in last 10 days, they are all ended true, and we are seeing the fruit of it today.
Yeah, thank you for your elaboration. We're going to discuss it more in the later episodes. Thank you for listening, dear listeners. Hope you actually be showered with the blessings of Allah. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. mother nor father to wipe away my tears. That's why I will cry, I feel scared, but I won't show my fears. I keep my head high, deep in my heart, I never have any doubt the baddest time. Tomorrow will be free, Palestine.